Welcome to Mainstream Mormonism with Bishop Lee Baker of Witnesses for Jesus Ministry. As a former high priest in the Mormon Church and now a Christian, Lee will each week discuss the Word of God and how it contrasts with the teachings of Mormonism. Now here's your host, Lee Baker.
Welcome to the program. This is your host, Lee Baker, former Mormon bishop and member of the Mormon Church for 32 years. This is a new format of this program. We are doing 30 minutes instead of 60 minutes, and we are taking no calls, but we are still focusing in on the very important subjects of Mormonism that help educate the Mormon people to let them know through their own scriptures, through their own doctrine, that they have been deceived, that they have been lied to, and that there is much within the Mormon Church officially that most Mormons don't know about and don't agree with. Today the subject will be the Mormon embarrassment of the Joseph Smith translation of the Bible. It has been referenced over 200 times within the General Conference of the Mormon Church. This is where the Mormon people get direct information, direct guidance, direct revelation from God through their apostles and prophets. So over 200 times, the apostles and prophets of the Mormon Church have referenced the Joseph Smith translation of the Bible and said that this is the corrected words of the Bible. They trust it, they use it, and we are going to describe one of the huge mistakes in the Joseph Smith translation of the Bible that proves that Joseph Smith is a fraud, that Joseph Smith was not a prophet, that what the Mormon Church teaches is literally, spiritually, and figuratively impossible to come from God within the Holy Scriptures. Let's begin. According to LDS.org, the Joseph Smith translation of the Bible is this, quote, "A revision or translation of the King James Version of the Bible began by the prophet Joseph Smith in June of 1830. He was divinely commissioned to make the translation as regarded as a branch of his calling as a prophet. Although the major portion of the work was completed in 1833, he continued to make modifications while preparing a manuscript for press until his death in 1844. It is possible that some additional modifications would have been made to the publication of the entire work. Some parts of the translation were published during his lifetime." Unquote. So again, brothers and sisters, we are talking about the Joseph Smith translation of the Bible, and we are going to pick one specific example to prove that Joseph Smith is a fraud, and that would be in the book of Genesis. I will now quote again from LDS.org, quote, "The Joseph Smith translation, to some extent, assists in restoring the plain and precious things that have been lost from the Bible. And the reference it has is 1 Nephi verses 13 and 14. The Mormon Church teaches that the Bible through the years has been corrupted. It has lost what they call plain and precious teachings. Because it has been corrupted, they don't trust it. This is one of the most wicked things in the Mormon Church, much more wicked than polygamy, philandery, blood atonement, anything. Their eighth article of faith, although it sounds quite benign, it is one of the most wicked things that have ever been perpetrated on the membership of the Mormon Church. It says, quote, "We believe the Bible to be the Word of God, as far as it is translated correctly. We also believe the Book of Mormon to be the Word of God." That indicates that the Mormons do not trust the Bible, as far as it has been translated correctly is the words they use. Therefore, they can insert, change, modify, remove, restrict, or rewrite anything within the Bible and say that this is the new version because the prophets have told us. This is what we're going to study today. What Joseph Smith has said about the first covenant with Abraham and God, as recorded in the book of Genesis, the very first book of the Bible. I would now like to read from the history of the Mormon Church, again, officially on LDS.org. They have an article that is called Joseph Smith's Bible Translation, and it says in part, quote, "Joseph Smith began a new translation of the Bible intended to restore some of those plain and precious parts. This effort defined as a prevailing opinion of the day that the Bible contained inerrant words of God and also contained in the reverent text of the King James Version." In other words, there were many mistakes in the King James Version. That's what they teach. That is not true, but that is what they teach. And again, relative to the Joseph Smith translation of the Bible, it is referenced over 200 times in General Conference by their apostles, their prophets, and the general authorities of the church as the corrected word of God in the Bible. So the Joseph Smith translation of the Bible is the most accurate version of the Bible that the Mormons can use. Continue on LDS.org. It says that although Joseph Smith made minor grammatical corrections and modernized some of the language, he was less concerned with these technical improvements than he was with restoring through revelation important truths not included in the contemporary Bible. Think of that. Important truths not contained within the contemporary Bible. That means that the Mormons believe Joseph Smith brought back doctrine and key elements of the Bible that were lost. Under the section where it describes the translation process, it says, quote, "In Revelation, addressed to Joseph Smith's wife, Emma Hale Smith, the Lord instructs that Emma serve as Joseph's scribe for the translation, which she apparently did for some brief time." To continue within that official article about the Joseph Smith translation, it says, quote, "The earliest work of the translation focused on the text of Genesis." Okay, so we understand that Joseph Smith spent focused time in Genesis, and it says, quote, "But on March 7th, 1831, Revelation soon changed Joseph's course. In the Revelation canonized as Doctrine and Covenants section 45, Joseph was instructed to put aside the Old Testament for a time and instead focus on translating the New Testament. Brothers and sisters, you must understand that Joseph Smith is doing a translation of the Bible without any text from the Bible. No Greek, no Hebrew. He is just contemplating the changes that the Lord is giving to him through revelation to the Bible. Significant changes, major changes, things that change doctrine. As we move on, I want to establish the fact that Joseph Smith had finished with Genesis, had finished with the Old Testament. Here is a quote from that same article on LDS.org specific to the Joseph Smith translation of the Bible. "Joseph continued to labor over the Old Testament translation for several more months until on July 2, 1833, in a letter from the First Presidency, including Joseph Smith, Sidney Rigdon, and Frederick G. Williams in Kirtland to the saints in Zion, recorded that this day, they said, we have finished the translation of the Scriptures, for which we returned gratitude to our Heavenly Father." So at least by 1833, Joseph Smith had finished his work on the Old Testament of the Scriptures. So as we move on to this question that I am posing to world-class scholars, I wrote several letters to BYU, the Department on Ancient Scriptures, and the Department of Church History and Doctrine. BYU teaches about 12 classes on Biblical Hebrew, Ancient Hebrew Text, Hebrew Prophecy and Poetry, and the Old Testament Studies. The fact that they are taught at Brigham Young University and that church, that school, believe that Joseph Smith had the ability, without any aid whatsoever, to retranslate, to fix, to change the Old Testament. World-class scholars around the world have absolutely no regard for the religious education at BYU. Although they teach classes on Biblical Hebrew, they had no opinion whatsoever when I asked them the question specific to the impact of the Joseph Smith translation of the Bible. I wrote letters to Camille Olson, who is the department chair of Ancient Scripture Study. No comment. No reply. I wrote a letter to Professor Dan Benlap. He is the associate chairman at BYU of Ancient Scriptures. He had no comment. He never answered. I wrote a letter to the Church History and Doctrine Department of BYU, who teach classes on the history of the church and the history of the translation of the Book of Mormon, as well as the Bible. No response whatsoever. I sent a letter to the department chairman, Professor Richard Bennett. He has never answered me back. I sent a letter to Professor Scott C. Esplin. He is the Associate Department Chair of Church History and Doctrine. He also did not reply, did not send anything back. And I asked this simple question. If Joseph Smith Jr. claimed to be a prophet of God, the Mormon Church declares that as an authorized prophet of God, he, Joseph Smith, accurately corrected thousands of errors in the Bible. If this one correction in the Old Testament, the book of Genesis, chapter 17, verse 11, is precise, if it is accurate according to Joseph Smith Jr., and the Mormon Church, then it means that the covenant of circumcision from God was misunderstood by Abraham, or then incorrectly miswritten by Moses, and it was done absolutely improperly for over 3,000 years by every prophet of God and every Jewish male to this day who has ever lived, to include Jesus Christ himself. This critical mistake to the first and most significant of all covenants between God and the nation and kingdom of Israel was, in the Mormon view, apparently done under the watchful eye of God himself, who then chose to wait until the year 1833 to spiritually reveal to Joseph Smith Jr. the true and correct procedures of this, the very first covenant with his chosen people, when it would have absolutely no consequence whatsoever and utterly have no effect on any human being. Either that is true or Joseph Smith lied. So is it true that Joseph Smith corrected the first covenant, the covenant of circumcision, and claims that Abraham did it wrong, or did he lie? Is this a perfect example of where it is impossible, improbable, illogical, and ridiculous to think that Joseph Smith corrected the book of Genesis, claiming that Abraham, Moses, Jacob, and all the prophets have done circumcision wrong, and Joseph Smith got it right? In my opinion, after being a bishop in the Mormon Church and a member of that church for 32 years, this is the nail that completes the coffin of the Mormon Church. Is it possible? Is it probable? Is it at all likely that Joseph Smith corrected Genesis chapter 17 verse 11 to say that the covenant of circumcision should have been done at 8 years, not 8 days? We will look at that specific question as a testimony that Joseph Smith was a false prophet, that Joseph Smith had no concept, no idea what he was doing. He actually overreached his authority, overreached the lie, made the lie of Mormonism a little too deep when he reached back into history, back into Genesis, back into Abraham, Moses, Isaiah, and all the prophets, and essentially said they did it wrong, but I got it right from God. Is that possible, brothers and sisters? We teach the authorized doctrine of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, not just the teachings you have accepted, and not just the teachings you feel good about. It is important that you know Mormonism. It is Mormon doctrine that caused me to leave the church. For Mormonism to be correct, the entire Bible must be false. Again, for Mormonism to be correct, the entire Bible must be false. This is the element that clearly proves that Joseph Smith had no concept, no idea, and no authority for what he was doing. Stay with us through the break.
Welcome back to Mainstream Mormonism. Here's your host, Lee Baker.
Welcome back to the program. We are taking a look at the subject, the Mormon embarrassment of the Joseph Smith translation of the Bible. In my opinion, after being a bishop in the Mormon Church and a member of that church for 32 years, this is the nail that completes the coffin of the Mormon Church. Is it possible? Is it probable? Is it at all likely that Joseph Smith corrected Genesis chapter 17 verse 11 to say that the covenant of circumcision should have been done at 8 years, not 8 days? Again, think of the importance, think of the ramifications if every Jew on the planet, every prophet on the planet, every apostle, every prophet who has ever spoken with God did circumcision wrong to include Jesus Christ until the year 1833, when Joseph Smith was given this revelation from God saying, oh, by the way, you've been doing this wrong. You have been doing circumcision wrong. The age of circumcision and accountability is 8 years old, not 8 days old. We will look at that specific question as a testimony that Joseph Smith was a false prophet, that Joseph Smith had no concept, no idea what he was doing. He actually overreached his authority, overreached the lie, made the lie of Mormonism a little too deep when he reached back into history, back into Genesis, back into Abraham, Moses, Isaiah, and all the prophets, and essentially said they did it wrong, but I got it right from God. Is that possible, brothers and sisters? Is that possible? I took this very question just a week ago to Jerusalem and spoke to rabbis in the old city and in the city of Hebron. I wrote letters asking this question to biblical scholars, and as I told you in the first part of the program, BYU, their professors, their scholars, have never answered me back. I got an answer back from the Biblical Institute of Los Angeles, Biola, from Professor David Talley. He is the chairman of the Department of Old Testament Studies. He is also the author of the New International Dictionary of Old Testament Theology and Exegesis. His response to my written question about the Joseph Smith translation of Genesis and the covenant of circumcision is this, quote, "The testimony of God's word is that he has preserved it. We have the message of God from God that God intends for us to have without any loss." I also took this question directly to Jerusalem, to some of the senior rabbis in Judaism. I spoke to Rabbi Aaron Nakai at the synagogue at the tomb of Abraham in Hebron, right there in the city of Hebron, within 100 feet of the tomb of Abraham, and asked him the question, is it possible that Abraham misunderstood God or Moses miswrote the covenant of circumcision and that circumcision should have been done at 8 years, not 8 days? I explained to him the Joseph Smith translation of the Bible. I explained to him who Joseph Smith was and the formation of the Mormon Church. Once he understood my question, he said this, quote, "To contemplate what this Joseph Smith man has claimed is blasphemy, yet to believe it is insanity." This from a senior rabbi at the very tomb of Abraham, who considered the idea that Abraham did the covenant of circumcision wrong, that he misunderstood God, that Moses wrote it wrong, and that all the Jews had been doing it wrong, according to Joseph Smith and the Mormon Church. Again, this is one of the clearest examples on a world scale that Mormonism is false, that Joseph Smith was a false prophet. The Mormon Church cannot maintain its integrity with world-class scholars. The Mormon Church is great within the little bubble of Utah, but they cannot make statements like this outside of Utah in the real world and have any degree of integrity whatsoever. Again, from the senior rabbi at the very synagogue at the tomb of Abraham in the ancient city of Hebron, he said this, quote, "To contemplate what this Joseph Smith man has claimed is blasphemy, yet to believe it, it is insanity." I took that same question and description of the Joseph Smith translation of Genesis chapter 17 to Rabbi Ezekiel Kavanan. He was at the Great Synagogue at the Western Wall. This is the holiest spot on earth for the Jews. The Western Wall is a synagogue, the holiest synagogue. I had a personal interview with this man at the Western Wall in Jerusalem. Once he understood the question and he grasped the idea that Joseph Smith claimed that this change was required in the Old Testament, in the Torah, he said this, "The Mormon Joseph Smith is no prophet, but a fraud, as demonstrated by his foolishness." And that's exactly what it is, foolishness. It was embarrassing to even formulate this question to speak to these rabbis, to speak to these Hasidic Jews who live by the Torah, who love God, who know the Word of God in detail. For me to communicate to them that Joseph Smith believed that Genesis should be changed, and he corrected a lot in the Bible. He corrected hundreds of things in Isaiah. These men could not fathom the idea that Joseph Smith did that, especially without any text. and certainly given the fact that the Dead Sea Scrolls were discovered in 1947 and they date back to 150 years before Christ, and they are exactly the same as the scriptures we read today. Yet Joseph Smith changed those too. I spoke to Rabbi Miguel Flasser of the tribe of Levi, the house of Judah, in the prayer hall at the Western Wall. Again, a personal interview in the old city of Jerusalem just last week. This rabbi told me this: after struggling with the idea, after struggling with the question that I posed him, he said, "Who can change the Word of God? Who can change the Torah? The suggestion that Abraham, Moses, Jacob, Isaiah, or Ezra would not know the will of God in this matter is ridiculous and offensive to all Jews." That is true. Just formulating the idea that Joseph Smith corrected Genesis specific to the covenant of circumcision and made a massive change from 8 days to 8 years, indicating that the Jews have been doing it wrong their entire life, is in fact offensive to the Jewish people. Brothers and sisters, I want you Mormons to understand that I completely appreciate the fact that you may not know this information, and that what the church leadership has done is put this on your shoulders, not their responsibility. This is what they have done with the gospel topic essays. They have relinquished themselves from any responsibility of what is accurate, what is true, or what is from God under the direction of the Spirit. They have told you that it is your responsibility to decide what is or is not the will of God. What is the point of having a prophet if they do not make a decision, do not make a prophecy, do not make a stand on what your doctrine and training should be? I will now read from Teachings of the Lives of the Prophets. This is a student manual. For those people who do not understand or do not know Mormonism, let me tell you that I am reading from a Mormon manual, a Mormon training manual. It's called Teachings of the Lives of the Prophets. This is a student manual for a class called Religion 333. I am reading from page 73, and the quote at the bottom of the page says this, from President J. Reuben Clark, Jr., who lived from 1871 to 1961, and he explained that we must be worthy to receive inspiration from the Holy Ghost in order to know when the brethren speak by the power of the Holy Ghost. Do you understand the ridiculousness of that? Here the Mormon Church is saying that it is the membership who has to be worthy to decide when the brethren, when the prophet speaks with the power of the Holy Ghost, because you cannot tell, because he is not speaking with the power of the Holy Ghost. Here is the scripture that backs that up, Doctrine and Covenants 68, verse 3. The question is, how shall we know when the things that they have spoken were said, were moved upon by the Holy Ghost? Think of that, brothers and sisters. The Mormon Church people are in a church where they have to decide what the prophet said or what the apostles said, whether or not it was of God. How is that possible? Brothers and sisters, I want to tell you that it is absolutely ridiculous that Joseph Smith changed the covenant of circumcision. Read it for yourself. Genesis chapter 17, verse 11. It's in the Joseph Smith translation, and those corrections are found right after the Bible. It is absolutely amazing. In my opinion, this is the element that clearly proves that Joseph Smith had no concept, no idea, and no authority for what he was doing. In the student manual for the Old Testament within the Mormon Church that is active today, that is online today, this isn't back in the 1830s, this is today. If you pick up an Old Testament student manual, Genesis to 2 Samuel, and you turn to page 69, what we have been talking about is referenced in that book. The change of the Joseph Smith translation in Genesis chapter 17. They reference the Joseph Smith change, not the way it's written in the Bible. 3/4 of the way down the page it says this, quote, "And I will establish a covenant of circumcision with thee, and it shall be my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee, in their generations, that thou mayest know forever that children are not accountable before me until they are 8 years old." That is a change from 8 days to 8 years. And if you believe that this is talking about baptism, then in the Mormon view, you're correct. Because within that chapter, they describe this event as being incorrect. They say, quote, baptism was one ordinance being incorrectly observed. Baptism in the time of Abraham? Do you know, brothers and sisters, Mormons, that the word baptism or to baptize is not referenced anywhere in the Old Testament? Nowhere. It is a Mormon fantasy that baptism was performed and had to be corrected. Thank you again for your time. Our purpose in this program is to teach Mormonism, accurate Mormonism, to the Mormons, that they may understand that they have been lied to, that they have been deceived. We desire all people, especially the Mormon people, who are good people, who have been deceived, to come to a full knowledge, a full relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ without Joseph Smith, without these lies. This is our hope and our prayer. We teach the authorized doctrine of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, not just the teachings you have accepted, and not just the teachings you feel good about. It is important that you know Mormonism. It is Mormon doctrine that caused me to leave the Church. For Mormonism to be correct, the entire Bible must be false. Thank you again for your time. We pray for you. We love you. Please email, write, and let us know if there's anything we could do to help you exit from Mormonism. Do not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is impossible not to be ashamed of Mormonism once you know it, once you understand it, and once you read it. The leadership of the church have abandoned you. They have lied to you. They have deceived you. We ask that you come to Jesus Christ alone. God bless. We love you.
For more information about Mainstream Mormonism, a production of Witnesses for Jesus, visit online at leebaker.formormon.org. That's leebaker.4mormon.org.